All right, Rabbi, good morning. Let's begin. So we're continuing in Tomer Devora. We're in Perek Rishon, and we're up to the seventh Midah. Again, remember, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, this piece of Tomer Devora is made up of an explanation or an in-depth understanding of the Psukim in Micha, Perek Zayin, Psukim Yud Ches through Chaf, which we actually say during Tashlich. The Psukim of Mikel Kamocha, who is like you, Hashem, where the Navi goes through the various attributes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What the Tomer Devora, what the Moshe Kardevera, the Ramak does, is he uses these midos as a springboard, as an insight into midos that we have to possess as well. So we're up to the seventh midah now. So Zayin is Yashuv Yirachamenu. So what does this mean? So writes the Ramak, In HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misnahi Kimidas Basar Vadam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not like man. How so? Shemich iso chavero, kishu misratzi imo misratze me'at. Loki ahava kodemes. So Ramak says something amazing. You know, when two people get into an argument, they get into a fight. So generally, even when they reconcile, so the love that they had is not like the love they possessed before. That's human nature. Which, by the way, is a very profound insight into why a person has to be so careful with their relationships. Because even though people, loved ones, get into arguments, get into fights, at the end of the day, the relationship always has some type of scars in the aftermath of some type of fallout. And even when people say, I forgive you, and people say, you know, okay, let's move on, there's something there, which is a very profound idea. Aval, here's the difference with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and this is amazing. Im chata adam va'asa tshuva, ma'aloso yoser gidole im HaKaddish Baruch Hu. What's amazing is with the Ribbono Shel Olam, if a person commits an Aveira and does tshuva, not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive him, not only can the relationship be restored to what he calls Ava Kodemes, but Ma'aloso Yoser Gidole Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's the incredible relationship anomaly with God, which is that if I sin, but I do sincere tshuva, not only can I restore the relationship to what it was, I can actually make it better than what it was before. An incredible idea. V'hainu, shema'akum shabali tshuva omdin, in tzadikim gemurim yicholen la'amor. And this is what we mean when we say that in a place where bali tshuva stand, tzadikim gemurim can't stand. Again, we'll discuss why that isn't just a moment, meaning this dynamic of why the bal tshuva is even stronger than the tzadik. You know, much rabbinic ink has been spilled over the years trying to understand this concept, which at first glance is exceptionally counterintuitive. How could it be that the bal tshuva is greater than the tzadik gomer? The bal tshuva did tshuva, that's fantastic, but he sinned. The tzadik gomer never even sinned. So at the end of the day, shouldn't the tzadik gomer be greater? So again, we'll see that in just a few moments. But the first point that the Ramak is making, which again is so beautifully profound, is this idea that whereas in human relationships, when the relationship suffers a trauma, suffers a setback, even if you repair things, there are still wounds, there are still scars that remain there as part of the relationship. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is the unique gift and ability to mamish repair the relationship in totality. Not only repair, but a person can actually make it stronger, can make it more beautiful, can make it more incredible than it ever was before. So let's analyze this idea about Makom Shebali Tshuva Omdin in Tzadikin Gimur Omdin. Why is it that the Baal Tshuva has the ability to be even in a stronger, in a higher place than the tzaddik? Listen to this. Fatam ki depershu parakamar. This is actually amazing because he quotes already the Gemara Maseches Menachos Chaf Tes Amud Beis, where we actually learn this. The Gemara actually quoted this concept. Be'inyan hey lam hi asuya kach sadra. So we'll say, in fact, the actual Gemara, only because I happen to have a Menachos here. So the actual Gemara is as follows. The Gemara says, "Umitnei ma nivra ha'olam hazeh behe." Why is it that ultimately, again, the world was created with the letter hey? Why dafka hey? So again, I'll read to you the Gemara. Then we'll see the Ramak's interpretation. Mitnei shedome la'achsadra. Why is that? Because ultimately, again, the letter hey is compared to an achsadra. We'll say achsadra is like a little English translation is a a portico or a gazebo type thing. Shadum v'achsadra shekhalarot se lotzeis yatsa. So ultimately what that means is that nachsadra, I guess the way they used to build the portico was it was closed on three sides and totally open on one side. But even on one of the other sides, there was still an opening as well. So the Ramak writes, Be'inyan hay. So that's the Gemara. So why was the world created with hay? Because it's domelach sadra. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, so the Ramak says, shekalarot zelotzeis me'olamo yetze. The idea being that it literally translated, whoever wants to leave his world has the ability to leave his world. What does that mean? Perish. Ha'olam nivra behe. Let's listen to this. The world was created with the letter hey. V'akadbar, also representing Hashem. V'akadish baruch hu, bara ha'olam litzad hara, bara ha'olam pasuach, litzad hara, v'achet l'revacha. Ein tzad she'ein chomer v'yitzahara upegam k'minach sadra. Ein obal gidarim, ela pirtze gidola prutze litzad hara, litzad mato, komi she'yirtze lotzeis me'olamo, come up, sachim lo. Lo yifne letzach lo yimse sadchet va'avon likanis alechitzonim. V'prus psucha milam. So let's listen to this. So number one, why does the letter hey represent creation? Because of course, you know what's amazing about the letter hey? The whole bottom is open. The bottom representing the descent downward, right? The descent into negativity. Telling me what? That anyone could fall. Anyone could fall. Anyone has the ability to suffer this downward descent, this downward spiral. Anyone could go ahead and literally just fall into the lowest depths of sin, depravity, and negativity. But yet something amazing happens. But yet, v'hi psucha milamala. I will say, yet, hay is also open on the top. That's a reference on the left side of the hay. There's the leg of the hay. And of course, the leg of the hay is detached from the top of the hay. There is that opening. Why is that opening there? Shim yashav yikablu. To teach me that what? If I want to return, I can return. So the whole bottom of the hay is open to teach me that ultimately, again, if I go, anyone could fall. Anyone could fall out and fall to the lowest depths. And when you fall big. But the top is open to say anyone who wants to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to come back. So asks the Gemara. So right over here, right now, the Ramak is just quoting the Gemara. The Hikshu, v'lehadru b'hai. So the Gemara says over here, v'le'ayil b'hach. I don't understand. Why? So we'll say what the Gemara is telling me is that the symbolic form of the hay is that the whole bottom is open, representing the idea that anyone could suffer a downward descent, a downward spiral. There's an opening towards the top to teach me that there's a possibility to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So asking him a simple question, why does the hay need an additional opening on the top? If a person wants to return, then what? Where could you return from? From the bottom. Or it's the same opening. It's the same opening. It's the same door. So the same door that I fell out for the downward spiral, let me just go, so to speak, back in through that. Why is there the additional opening necessary in the leg of the hay? So the Gemara says, Lomistaya milsa. The Gemara says, because it won't work out. It's a very, very enigmatic answer. It won't work out. You can't come back through that bottom. What does that mean? So we'll say, listen to what the Ramak is. Listen to what, how Rav Moshe Kardavera, the Ramak, explains this. Ratzu bazeh. Get ready for this. Shehashav b'tshuva lo yaspik lo shieg nigdar ba'avon kigeder hatzadikim. You see, here's the difference. After I've suffered a fall, after I've suffered a spiritual setback, a life failure, it's not enough to go back through the same door. You can't go back up the same door. You can't go back up. He says, you can't go back up. Let me explain this first. Let me read his words first, and then we'll explain. Mipnei sha'tzadikim shlochatu, geder muat yaspik aleihem. So let me explain this outside first. What the Ramak says is like this. If a person never committed an Avera, let me take it one more step back. Life is all about establishing proper gidarim, all about establishing proper fences for ourselves. You know, Chazal understood, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Cain in last week's parsha, Lepesach chatos rovetz. Sin crouches, temptation crouches in every corner. And a person should never believe that they are above or beyond temptation. But here's the difference. If a person never committed a particular Avera, although they might need a gather, some type of fence for that Avera, the fence doesn't necessarily have to be 10 feet high with the electrified wire on top. I have to create a gather, but I've never failed here. This has never been something that I've succumbed to. And so my gedara, my protective fences, need not be as intense. Masha Inkein, if I have failed in a certain way, if I have committed certain averos, then I know that what? That I have a weakness. If I know that I have a weakness, then of course I have to bolster myself even stronger. It's lahavdil. He'll say, if a person is an alcoholic, so he has to take much more gedarim around alcohol than someone who's not an alcoholic. Again, everyone has to drink responsibly. And everyone has to make sure that if they make a lechaim, they have a little something to drink about what they're going to do afterwards, how much they're going to have, to make sure their behavior is appropriate. That's everyone has that. But if I know that I have a problem, then I have to be even more careful about my exposures. So the Ramak says, herein lies the difference between the tzaddik and the Baal Tshuva. The tzaddik who never sinned, does the tzaddik also need gidarim? Does the tzaddik need gidarim? Of course, everyone needs gidarim. Everyone needs gidarim. But the Baal Tshuva needs different kinds of gidarim. The Baal Tshuva said, I've done that. I've been there. I've suffered the descent. I've suffered the fall. And so I know my weaknesses. I have to go ahead and somehow figure out how to bolster them in even a more dramatic way than the tzaddik has to do. So we'll say, we'll stop over here for today. We'll see, Amir Hashem, how the Ramak builds this in to the letter Hey, and ultimately we'll link it back to Yeshuvi Rachamenu, Amir Hashem, tomorrow. Shkoyach.